God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest and riches through the lowest thing. The guilty pain bow down with grace. God gave His Son to win His erring child. And pardon from His hands. Oh, love of God, oh, love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It's all forever, it's all forevermore and you. For the saints and angels song. When weary time shall pass away and every throne and kingdoms full, hallelujah, refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains cool. God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming, redeeming grace to Adam's grave, for the saints and angels. Oh, love of God, oh, love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, oh, how measureless and strong. It's all for Him, far more than you, the saints and angels. Could be within the ocean filled and with the sky of parchment made, where every soul,
where every soul
on earth a quill, and every ascribed by
faith,
oh, to write the love of God above, will drain the ocean dry. No goodness could contain the whole, those written through, oh, to
God.
Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It's all for it, more and you, the saints and angels.
times for us. Amen. Let's sing that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry tonight. Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Oh. Why don't I? My Lord and Savior, oh Savior, Savior, oh my humble cry. Why don't others thou art
holy?
Throne of mercy, find a sweet relief, and kneeling there in deep
country, my Lord,
my unbelief. Savior, oh Savior, Savior, oh, will you hear my humble cry? Why, Lord, others thou art
holy?
Do not pass me. Trust in only in thy name.
In thy merit, my Jesus.
Lord, I see thy faith. Hear my wounded, broken
spirit, my Lord.
Save me by thy. Oh, my Lord and Jesus, oh, Savior, oh, Savior, oh, hear my humble cry, oh, why not?
Yeah.
but call unto me. My Lord and Savior, oh Savior, oh,
yes, tonight,
I have
tonight, this is a prayer song. Yes, sing it from your heart, knowing that. Give it back the words again. The words again. The words again. Tonight we are here to pray. Oh, yeah. Let it be your prayer towards Him, the Lord. Hear my humble cry tonight. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer tonight. Do not pass us by, oh Lord. Pass me not, oh Jesus, Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
That's our prayer, Lord Jesus, this evening. Hear our humble cry, Lord. While others, thou art calling. Yes, Lord.
My Lord, others are
calling. Oh, yes,
do not pass me.
That's our prayer.
My Lord and Savior. Lord and Savior.
Yes, that's our prayer, Lord, tonight. Hear our humble cry, Lord Jesus, we come before you, O Lord. Lord, you know even our hearts, you know our thoughts, you know our requests, you know our needs. Lord Jesus, tonight, let us not live here the same, O Lord. We come, O God. We come to thy throne of mercy, Lord, thy throne of mercy. And we know we will find a sweet relief at your side, O God. And even when, Lord Jesus, we kneel down in deep constriction, oh yes, even if there is any unbelief amongst us, Lord Jesus, tonight, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ of God, take every unbelief, Lord. Take every doubt, Lord. That Lord Jesus, let our hearts be filled with faith, Lord. Faith. Faith. Believe in the Lord. You change us, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then, Lord, you said you supply all our needs. You supply all our needs. According to your riches in glory, we believe it, O God. And you say, once again, Lord, you said, all things are possible to them that believe, O God. Tonight, Lord, we believe. We believe, Lord. We believe, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, O God.
My wounded brokenness, take me by thy grace.
Let's sing the chorus only once more.
My Lord and Savior,
oh yes, that's my prayer, Lord Jesus. Here I am. Oh, yeah, this woman, just say, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, I've come to your presence, Lord. I've come believing. I've come to your throne of mercy. I've come believing, Lord. Oh, you have promised that all things are possible to them that believe, oh God. Father, you said you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Oh, tonight, Lord, we have come to your presence, Lord. Father, we ask the Lord Jesus, you take away every unbelief, Lord. Oh, take away every doubt, Lord. Father, all that we need, Lord Jesus, is faith, God. Oh, believe in the Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that Lord Jesus, oh, you have done it before and many times, Lord. The Lord, you fail us in your promises. You have never failed, oh God. And so tonight, Lord Jesus, even as we are thanking you, oh God, for the grace, the Lord, you have given to us, for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, that same grace, Lord, oh, we seek your presence, Lord. We've come, Lord Jesus, with a sacrifice of broken spirit, oh Lord, a contrite heart, Lord. We come, Lord, believing, Lord. We come believing, Lord. Oh, Father, our requests and all our needs, Lord Jesus, even you know them before coming to your presence, Lord. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are believing the Lord. You meet each and every one, oh Lord, tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, oh God. Father, we thank you that we are right before your presence, oh Lord. Father, with godly fear, oh, with all reverence, Lord, we submit ourselves, Lord, this hour. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. No one had come to your presence, Lord, and go back the same. Oh, you are the Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We lift up your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we bless you, Lord. Bless your children's hearts tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, blessed Lord, we thank you, God, for yet another grace that, Lord, we have tonight, oh God, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, oh God. We thank you for our children going to school and back. We thank you, God, for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you, Lord, even the grace that you have given us, oh Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we know how the devil challenges every footstep that even we make towards you, God. But Lord, we know that, oh God, as you direct the footsteps of the righteous man, Lord, nothing can resist us, oh God. So, Father, even as we come, we've come believing, oh God.
And even before we utter our mouths, Lord, we know you know our request to God. Amen. You know all that, Lord Jesus, are upon our hearts, Lord. Father, the only our sacrifice that we have brought, Lord, is a broken spirit. Amen. And a contrite heart, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you take up, O God. Amen. And Father, let our faith, O Lord, reach the height, O Lord, where we will see the revelation of all the things that, O God, we are looking for. Father, bless your word even as we look into it, O Lord. The Lord Jesus, the life in it, O God. The inspiration, O God, that Lord Jesus required, O God, to help us, Lord, to pray, O God, this evening. Father, just help our weaknesses, Lord Jesus, and lift us up, O Lord. Because, Father, we have come waiting upon you. And we know that, Lord, you renew us, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's just take our word. Let's turn to the book of Revelation. We are getting closer to the point of Laodicea. We are still in Philadelphia. And there are many things for us to look into tonight. And then we'll find a way where the Lord will lead us into prayer. Amen. So we shall start reading from Revelation 3. We shall read from the 7th verse to the 9th verse. Let's hear the word of God. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that had the key of David, and he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. Amen. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Amen. Amen. So, we are on verse 9 because we have done all the, from verse 7 to 8, we are on verse 9 today. That behold, I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I'll make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Amen. Oh, all your enemies, all those are warring against you, those who are fighting against you, they will come and lie right at your feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Every works of Satan will be broken. Amen. All those things that are creating hindrances and obstacles in your way, here is a promise to us that they will lie, they will come. And even lie before thee, fall before their faces. Amen. And as we are just seated, let's turn to Isaiah 43. No, Isaiah 41. And let's read something from there. Just in support of what we have just read. Because tonight we know that every works of Satan that is creating any hindrance in our way, the Lord says there is an open door. Amen. And he can never shut that door. Amen. Find out the open door. Which door has been opened to you? My brother, find that door and enter. Amen. Because it is yours for you. Now from verse 10, 41, verse 10, he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Amen. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Amen. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yes, fear not, I will help thee. There is true that, my brother, as we go along, there is the enemy who is contending against every effort that we are making. Every step that you take, they also take a step. Amen. They are also following every step you are taking. And so the prophet said something here about these false Jews. False Jews, and he said false believers. Who said they were Jews and they were not. Praise God. You see, anything that is contrary to the word of God, anything that is contrary to Jesus Christ is of the devil. Amen. Take it straight. Anything that is contrary to the word of God, anything that is against Jesus Christ is of the devil. There is no two ways. Praise the Lord. And so these false Jews who said they were what? They were Jews, but they were not. The prophet said that they said they were believers and they were not. My brother, the prophet was talking about the false vine and the true vine. Amen. And this false vine, the prophet was saying that when we were looking, when we started with the seven church ages, you could see that they appeared in the second church age. Why? You know, the first church age, something started. God made a move. And as God made a move, Satan also made a move. And so in the second church age, we saw this same word, false Jews. Amen. Amen. God making a move, Satan also making a move. And then here again in Philadelphia, we see again the false Jews again. And here also, when the Reformation started in the fifth age, that's the time of what? When the new light started again. Martin Luther time. Praise the Lord. When light started to what? The light started to what? Open up again. Immediately, they came again. Praise the Lord. Immediately, they came again. And so Paul himself said in Romans 7:21. He said, I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. My brother, you are not walking alone. Praise the Lord. You are walking with Christ, all right? That's good. Amen. But meanwhile, Satan also is what? Is following. He is also following. All the time, trying to find what? Some kind of a way where he can bring you down. That is why we should not turn our attention from our Lord. Because when you take your attention from him, Satan takes what? The opportunity to enter. Amen. That was exactly when Jesus, I've said it before, when Jesus was walking on the sea, Peter saw him. He said, Lord, should I also come? He said, yes, come. And as long as Peter went on the sea and was his focus was on Christ Jesus, he was also walking on the sea like Jesus Christ. Amen. But when he diverted his attention to look around, then he started sinking. Praise the Lord. And so, we have what? The false vine. And we believe that we are the true vine. But meanwhile, my brother, we got to make sure we don't allow the bar down at any time of our lives. Because the devil is really cunning. And the prophet wanted to tell us that the whole thing started right from the beginning. The false vine and the true vine. And even the trees that were standing in the middle of the garden. One was what? One was Christ. One was what? Of the knowledge of good of the knowledge of the good of the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were what? Two trees. One of the devil, one of what? Christ. Praise God. Then we see that the children that came also, there were two. Cain and Abel. You see it? All the time, there is what? The moving. When the very thing that is of Christ moves, or the thing that of God moves, the thing of Satan also is there. My brother, they are very close to us. That is why Job, you know the story already, when he had what? He had gathered his children together to worship the Lord. Satan also was there. Satan also was there. Till God had to ask him, why are you here? He said, I'm going from north to south, going up and down. And then, why are you seated here? It was for a purpose. Amen. So right from the beginning we see Cain and Abel. Two vines. That met on an altar. Both of them were what? Religious. Now take notice of this. Both of them were what? Religious. Both of them were what? Anointed. Both of them desired life. And they were worshiping the same God. Amen. They were worshiping the same God. And yet when they presented their sacrifice, one was accepted. The other was rejected. And the only thing that made the one to be accepted was because he had a revelation. As last Sunday we were hearing. He had a revelation of what is right before what? God. That is why last Sunday we heard that with that revelation you can never know right from what wrong. You need revelation to be able to do the right thing. And so if there is no revelation in you, my brother, you'll be taking only options that comes your way. And you take it that what? Those options are what? Good for you. My brother, my sister, you need a revelation in life to keep you on the what? The path of righteousness. If not, it will never work for you. And so we see Cain and Abel. The only thing Abel was able to present an excellent, a more excellent sacrifice was because he had a revelation of what God needed. This same revelation, we know that the church itself was built upon revelation. And we know that already also. When Jesus said, oh, this scripture, we will always every day say it because it is the foundation through which what Jesus himself said, I will build my church and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. It is built upon revelation. The church built upon revelation. And so you can never be in that church without your own personal revelation. Amen. You need a personal revelation also to be in a church that has been built upon revelation. Just like when John said, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. He was in the Spirit in the Lord's day and he had all this written here. And so you and me, if we don't also go into the same Spirit, we can never understand this. But praise be to God, in our time we have had what? A prophet who had revealed all these things to us. And so now we are also in that spirit, and so we understand the prophecies of this writing, of these sayings. Amen. Amen. So Abel by faith, but the prophet was saying here that Abel by revelation, the same thing. Abel by what? Revelation. So, the prophet said, faith is a revelation of the will of God. Faith. That is what we need tonight. That faith that can what? Bring the will of God into your life. So that even the sin that is upon your heart, you want to ask the Lord. It will be according to his will. Amen. Faith is a revelation that brings what? The will of God. It brings out the will of God. Because if what you are asking, if it is not the will of God, it cannot work. But we must be in that spirit where we will get the revelation. Something will fall upon your heart for you to know that this, what I am asking, I know my God will what? Will give it to me. And so when you pray, it will surely come. Because it is the will of God for you. Your faith has been able to reveal the will of God for you. The purpose of God for you. My brother, that faith, it always comes by what? Hearing the word of God. And hearing the word of God, believing it. Not just hearing it, but believing it. That this is true. This is the word of God. I've taken it as my life. And I will live what the word is telling me. Amen. That is what? That is the faith. Now you are getting into what? The revelation to bring the will of God into your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Someone will say, hey, what about the people in the world? They've been receiving what they want all the time. Oh, my brother, my sister. If you want it that way, go and test it and see. Amen. What we know is that what God has given, what God gives is eternal. Amen. Because he is eternal God. Amen. He is eternal God. What the devil will give to you, oh, for a while, is all what? A season. Satan has a beginning. And so all that he gives has a beginning. And anything that has a beginning has an ending. Amen.
But God is eternal. Anything he gives, it becomes what? Eternal. It becomes life. Amen. My brother, the prophet was saying here that the church today don't even believe in spiritual revelation. The church today don't even believe in spiritual revelation. He's talking about the church. And the church is you. Amen. So it's up to you. Do you believe in spiritual revelation?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Of course, there are some. The whole thing is just some story that we are just making up here. But my brother, the word of God is very true.
Amen.
It will never fail.
Amen.
It will never ever fail. It will come to pass. One day I will tell some of my testimonies in this church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you see that truly God is alive.
Amen.
God is alive.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight we are going to pray. I want to tell you, do you know that I've been paralyzed before? I've been paralyzed, waist down, paralyzed. They had to bundle me like this. God is alive.
Amen.
God is great.
Amen.
The devil tried, it couldn't work.
Amen.
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 I was taken to the hospital. The doctor said there's nothing they could do. From x-ray, they could see a blood clot right inside my pelvis. There was nothing they could do. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
One day I was just lying on bed. Every day I was praying. The next man who was lying before by my side would be looking at me all the time. I was in severe pain. Severe, when we say pain, you know that this is pains. Very, very severe. Especially during the nights. I can't sleep. And then all the nurses even got tired of me. When I call, no one will come to my help. I was just there. And that night, somebody came and stood by my bed.
Amen.
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 Came and stood by my bed. This true matter I'm talking here. My wife is seated here. I was paralyzed and lying in hospital. Came and just laid his hand upon my head like this, on the bed. And there was what? That's cool. As if they've poured what? Ice water upon my body.
Amen.
And it was going down right, flowing down through my body, flowing dry to my toes.
Hallelujah.
And he went away.
Amen.
When I woke up, I could see that there was something strange about me. I wasn't feeling any pain. But I was afraid. You see, the pain subsides, the way I'm lying, I don't want to shake. Because when I shake, it will bring back the pain. But this time I was lying. So when I felt that I was okay, I was just lying. Then I tried to, let me just turn a little. I turned, and still I couldn't feel anything. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then I rested on my elbow. Still, there wasn't any pain. The man was looking at me. Then I sat up on my bed.
The man just got from his bed and also sat down. Because something was happening, he has never seen it before. And right there, I just got down from my bed. I was standing. The man opened, called the nurses. Nurse, nurse, come, come, come. When the nurses came, they wanted to put me back. I said, no, I'm going to the bathroom. Amen. Amen. And they were just escorting me. They were standing because maybe I'll fall. I walked straight to the ward, the small room, came back. It was a shock in the hospital. So they said, just lie for the doctor to come. When the doctor came, he said, okay, they had to take me to for another x-ray. So I said, I want to walk. The doctor said, no, you are not going to walk. They brought a wheelchair and I sat on it. They took me to the x-ray room again. They took another x-ray. No blood clots. Amen. Everything gone. Amen. The doctor was looking at the two x-rays like this. Praise God. Amen. My wife was in the house. They were preparing my morning breakfast to bring to the hospital. All they saw me that I have entered into the house. There was a pandemonium in the house. Amen. Amen. My brother, who is the pastor, the wife, and other members, it was a big shock. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's here.
Amen.
This is just one of it. Amen. Amen. He's a true God. Amen. Amen. Paralyzed.
Hallelujah.
Just a twinkle, just a twinkle like this. I was up again.
Amen.
And the doctor said they were not going to give the x-rays to us. They want to keep it. But my brother was able to take the x-ray. He went to US to present it to show us a testimony to the bride in US. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, our God is alive. Let us not play.
Amen.
He is alive, my brother. And so, as we are talking about the vine, my brother, Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And so, the life that is in the vine, it goes through what? The branches. And the branches bear the fruits of the vine.
Amen.
Amen. And so if a grape vine is there, the branch can never do anything. It can never bear any other fruit than what? The fruits of the vine.
Amen.
Amen. And so he says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. We are talking about the true vine. Then our lives must portray, our fruits must portray what? Christ. Praise the Lord. The fruits we bear must portray the vine that we are attached to. Because when we look at the fruits that you are bearing, it shows the kind of vine that what? You are attached to. My brother, my sister, check it in your life. We must bring forth what? The same fruits of that very vine that we have been what? We have been attached to. I am the vine, ye are the branches. The life that was in Christ has to be in every branch. Amen.
Amen.
If somebody, you see, the life that you are bearing, it shows what? The kind of branch, the vine that you are attached to. If a preacher comes here, maybe we give him the pulpit, and then he stands here, and he said, I am a branch of the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS. And he said, praise be Allah. I'm telling you, most of us will begin to run away from here. Because we know that the person is attached to what? A wrong vine, a false vine. And all that maybe he's here for is that there is maybe explosives around his body. Amen. You see, when you talk about Al-Qaeda or ISIS, we know what the fruits they bear. It's a spirit. We know the fruits that they bear. Praise the Lord. And when someone comes here and he said, I have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Oh, all of us will say, Amen. Amen. Because that is what we are looking for. Praise God. My brother, let us watch these two vines. Because they are always moving together. And the thing is, any little slip from us, then they also comes in. The prophet says something here. Say, I tell you the Holy Spirit. If I tell you the Holy Spirit is in me, you expect me to do the works that the Holy Spirit did when it was here on earth. Manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Live the type of life. Preach that kind of gospel and do the same thing. Because the vine will always produce what the life of the vine is. Amen. My brother, tonight, we want to come to his presence. But meanwhile, what spirit do we have within us? We need a depth faith tonight. Faith which what? Which is a revelation that will bring the will of God to us. The purpose of God for individual as we are seated here. Tonight, just as we are getting closer to the time of prayer, just keep yourself right now with all godly fear, with all reverence, begin to just take notice. Take note of your own self. Amen. Take note of your own self. Right from even today, where you have been, what you have said, how you have handled yourself, roll that stone first. Amen. Amen. Anything that has not gone right in you today, even yesterday, even the week before, roll it somewhere. Because Jesus said, roll the stone. Before he could speak resurrection. Say, Lazarus, come forth. The stone was the hindrance. Jesus could have what? Just made it sound like this. The stone would have what? Rolled to one side. He could have called even Lazarus out from it. But Jesus said, roll the stone first. Roll the stone. Take the stone away. And someone who is dead for what? 4 days. Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Amen. Today, where have you been? Start from yourself before you get into prayer. Make sure your heart, your thoughts, your mind, you are free from everything. Because they are stones that are what? Will be a hindrance where Christ cannot what? Speak. Amen. Into your life. So as you are seated, and whilst even we are getting closer to what? To the prayer. Begin to think, today, yes, I said something. Today, yes, I did this, I did that. Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness. Because we want our requests, what is upon our hearts. We want to receive them. We want our faith, which is a revelation, to bring the will of God to us. The purpose of God. There is purpose for us. There is it. That day when he created heaven and earth, he saw today. He saw you. And what did he say? He said, he looked back, he said, they were very good. Everything about you was what? Very good. Amen. Tonight, just search yourself. Search yourself. Has there been anything? Just say, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. And he's here to forgive. He's here to forgive. And as he has promised, he said, you fear not, I am with thee. And be not be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, if only we will confess. He said, I will strengthen you. And I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. I want the musicians to come over here. Tonight, anything that is false in our lives, anything that is false in our life, we do away out of them. Anything that is false, anything that we have committed that is wrong, tonight, Lord, we come out from that vine, that false vine. He's here. He's here tonight. Brother, if you believe tonight, what you are going to ask, it will come to pass. You will come back here to give testimony. I believe it with all my heart tonight. That whatever you ask tonight, if you ask believing, come back, you will come back. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I will supply your needs. I will supply them. Because I have them.
Hallelujah.
I have them in glory.
Amen.
Abundantly and exceedingly. I know your needs. I know all that you are looking for. I'm here to supply. I am here to supply.
Hallelujah.
it will not fail. Our precious brother George has brought a prayer request. He's going for an exam. He said it's a very difficult one. Before the Lord, it is nothing. It's the Holy Spirit that is going to lead you. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to give you the wisdom, the knowledge. It's the Holy Spirit that is going to answer. Brother George, you will come back to give testimony to the glory of the Lord. Tonight, each and everyone, your request. Just make it believing. Believe it. My sister, it is yours. My brother is yours. God bless you, my brother. Responding, amen, amen. Let it be unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my brother, for shouting amen. Let it be unto you according to your faith. Lord, tonight, we've cleared every vine that is false vine, Lord. Works of the false vine, Lord, we've cleared everything. We've cleared every falsity in our lives. We've rolled back the stones. We have rolled back the stones, Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, speak, speak now, Lord. Life now. Lord, your name always we want to glorify. We said by our fruits we glorify your name, Lord. These things, O Lord Jesus, that we bring before you this evening, Lord, we want them to bear fruits that your name will be glorified. We are your branches, Lord. We are your branches, Lord. And all our requests that we bring tonight, Lord, Lord, we want them to bear the fruits, Lord. Amen. That your name will be glorified. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight. I've spoken, Lord. My own testimony, what you did for me, oh God. The whole medical, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't know how it happened. The whole hospital, it became news everywhere. In the community where I was living, your name was glorified. You are that same Lord. That woman that came to you with a sick child, she humbled herself. That she said amen. She said amen to every word that you said. Even rebuking her, calling her dog, she said amen to it. Lord, your children are saying amen. 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 Oh, Lord. You told the woman, let it be according to your faith, according to what you will, let it be so. You are that same Jesus Christ tonight. Oh Lord, we know you healed all manner of diseases. You healed all manner of diseases. Look at the Pharisees. Human beings, they can declare someone unclean. They keep all people with leprosy out of the city. They were living out of the city. They were living without the city. But Lord, you came proving what the prophet Isaiah said. Him we can touch with all our infirmities. Amen. Till that day, outside the city, that man with leprosy, he came and touched you, oh Lord, if you could make me whole. Fulfilling the scripture, Lord, you have fulfilled every scripture that we can touch you with all our infirmities. And you told the man, go into the city and show yourself to the priest. And as he was going, his leprosy all vanished. You are that same Christ today that heals all manner of diseases. Even that woman, that without promise, there was no word written that if you hold the hem of his garments, you will be healed. There was no promise anywhere. Tonight, Lord Jesus, our request may not have any promise anywhere, but Lord, we can believe in as that woman with the blood issue, that her faith, oh, it brought her a revelation that whoever will believe in him, even when you touch the hem of his dress, you'll be healed. Lord Jesus, we come touch in you tonight. Because we believe the Lord. You are that same Jesus tonight. You are that same Jesus tonight. We've come touching you. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell him tonight. He said, I will uphold you with the right hand, with my right hand of righteousness. I will uphold you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. Even if there are people who are warring against you, he said there will be nothing. Those who contend against you, there will be nothing. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. We believe, Lord. Father, as we lift up every request tonight, Lord, before you,
We have already, Lord Jesus, we are persuaded already that our request has been granted, Lord. We are persuaded tonight that nothing, faith without hindrance. We believe it, Lord, that it has been granted. We believe that they have been granted. Every request tonight. Every request tonight. For our children. For our working places. For our jobs. For our documents. Lord, we believe. We believe, Lord. Even tonight, Lord, we are still praying over the church. Yes, the people say, they want to demolish this place. We can see behind the us over there, work has been going on, breaking everything down over there. But Lord, this is where, Lord, we come. Fellowship, we come to meet you, O God. And Lord, we know that you love fellowship yourself. Amen. Right from the Garden of Eden, you always loved fellowship. Amen. That is why, Lord, you said you love the church, that's why you died for it. With your own blood, so that you can present to yourself a church like this. A church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. A holy church, you said you present to yourself. You want it holy because you are holy, so that you can come in and worship with your children. Amen. Father, they said they want the place. And we are here. Tonight, Lord, that same faith. We claim the Lord until. Wherever, Lord, you have prepared for us, we have moved in. No one can take us out from here. Nothing can move us out from here. That's the faith, Lord, we are standing upon tonight. Amen. And we believe it, O God, that it is true. Lord, we want to remember our pastor also into your hands. He is the shepherd of the house. The Lord will lift him before you, O God. He needs, Lord, your strength, Lord. He needs your wisdom, Lord. He needs your courage, Lord. He needs, Lord, to stand like a tree. Father, we commit him to your hands. Amen. Lord, it's always not easy. to combine job and ministry together. He has a young family. That's why, Lord, he's still working with God. Living at a very long distance, coming all the way from over 100 kilometers away, combining all this together, Lord, it needs your strength, Lord. Man's strength will boggle under. It needs your strength, O God. Father, strengthen him. Strengthen him, O Lord. We want to commit, Lord, the ministry in this house, Lord, into your hands. We come here, Lord, not to hear a man. We come to meet you, God. And so, Lord Jesus, this pulpit as it stands to God. Let it be your puppet. Let it be your puppet to God. That the Holy Spirit will overshadow it. That whoever stands behind it, Lord, use him as your vessel. And speak to your children. That same power, that the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost, let it be manifested, O God, in this house. Amen. Oh Lord, where are the miracles? We know that, Lord, we are not crying for miracles. But Lord Jesus, they are part of the ministry. Any prayer request, Lord, we want to see the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit that taking over. Amen. That, Father, we can come back and give testimony to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord Jesus, there is a challenge in this house. Amen. The challenge of the fruit of the womb. It's a challenge, O God. Lord Jesus, we don't want to, Lord, believe that it is not possible. Because we have testimonies. We have Sarah's testimony. We have Rebecca's testimony. We have Hannah's testimony. We have Elizabeth's testimony. Oh, Lord Jesus, your daughter's here. Their names also is in the book. Lord, if you are going to tarry, then Lord Jesus, before, the year that is coming ends, Lord. We want to hear a baby cry in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, Lord Jesus, your word tells us, if two shall agree as concerning to anything that they should ask, anything that they will bind will be bound in heaven. Anything that they are losing will be losing in heaven. Tonight, Lord, we are more than two. Amen. And Father, we all agree with one accord. Amen. We all agree in one faith. Amen. Believe in the Lord. Families that are looking for the fruit of the womb, Lord, you supply their need. Amen. We are not looking at the hindrances. Even when things are out of line, where medicals, medicine and everything, they said it's impossible. Oh, that is where, Lord Jesus. Oh, you make yourself to be known that there is a living God. The doctors will say it's not possible. But we have the greatest physician. Amen. The greatest physician in you, Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, when you open, no one can shut.
Amen.
Lord, we know there is an open door. There is an open door now. Lord, we go through that open door now.
Amen.
Lord, these are groanings of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We believe it to God. Our children, Lord Jesus, we commit them into your hands. Lord, we commit them into your hands. The children, they are growing, Lord. They are growing, Lord. And when we look at what you said in Luke 2:40, we want our children to grow the way how you grew yourself, Lord. Because the scripture tells us in Luke 2:40, the way how you grew up as a child. It said, and the child grew and was strong in spirit. Lord, let our children be what strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom. Let our children be filled with wisdom. Not worldly wisdom, but heavenly wisdom. The Holy Ghost wisdom. And you said the grace of God was upon him. Lord, let your grace be upon our children. Let your grace be upon them, O Lord. Grace upon them, Lord. And he said, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's what we ask for our children, Lord. That they will increase in wisdom and stature and be in favor of you, God, and of every man. Lord, bless them, O God. We come against all these little demons that will try to infiltrate into our homes in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, we shut those doors.
Amen.
We shut those doors.
Amen.
Sickness and diseases, we shut those doors.
Amen.
And you are the one that says, when you shut, no one can open.
Amen.
Lord, seal them.
Amen.
Seal them with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We believe it, Lord.
Amen.
We believe, Lord. We know that, Lord, nothing can return to us void.
Amen.
It can never return to us void. Our brothers' exams, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, let him come back waving, O God. Waving to worship you and to say of the truth, The Lord has done it for me. Let us all raise our hands. Heavenly Father, as we raise these hands, Lord, you know all the requests that to God goes with them, Lord. We are raising them up, Lord, believing that to God, our requests, O Lord, we have met us, Lord. And so, Lord Jesus, we say thank you, God. Father, we bless your name tonight, Lord. Because we know the Lord Jesus, you have done it for us.
Amen.
So we say, thank you, Lord. We will come back, O God. We will never hide our testimonies.
Amen.
We will come and speak it to Lord.
Amen.
To glorify your name.
Amen.
That Lord of the truth, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
We bless you, we honor you, God.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
To my father's house, come and go with me. To my father's house, there is joy. Come and go with me. To my father's house, come and go with me. To my father's house, there is peace. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way to my heart. Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Jesus is the way to my Father's house. Through this peace, peace, peace. Jesus will be there. Jesus will be there in my Father's house. Through this joy, joy. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house.
My Father's house, come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace. Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace.
Brother George, you give us a prayer.
Father, we think of the days when Moses was there, Father. Lord, Father, Moses went up and he came down with the word, and the people believed what Moses spoke, Father. Lord, we are believing this night that what Brother Max has spoken is exactly what we need as a church this day. Father, we are standing behind this word. Lord, Father, we are supporting this word.
Amen. Father, knowing you need, Lord, that our brother, Lord, Savior, Lord, is standing, Lord, Savior, Father, even in the gap for our pastor this night.
Amen.
And Lord, we are supporting this ministry.
Amen.
Father, like Lord Savior, the angel of the Lord, when it said to the prophet, if you can get the people to believe,
yes,
Father, nothing would stand before us.
Hallelujah.
We are believing that, Lord, you inspired this very word through Brother Maxwell this night.
Amen.
We're believing every word of Lord, Father, that was said, Lord. Father, and it's this word that will change lives.
Yes.
It's this word that will change situations.
Yes.
It's this word that will provide our needs.
Yes.
It's this word, Lord Father, that we would come back, Lord Father, tomorrow and give testimony. Lord.
Amen.
Lord Father, we would say, Father, it was good to be in your service on Wednesday.
Amen.
Father, when you met with us, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name this night. And we ask, oh God, that even the very words spoken by our brother would not return void.
Amen.
But let they return, Father, having accomplished the very purpose that, Lord, you intended, Father.
Amen.
Father, for you desired for this word to be spoken. We commit all things before thee. You be glorified as we part. Bless, Lord, Father, our families. Bless our homes. Bless those things that we have in heart. Even those unseen requests, you know them, Father, word by word, Lord God. Father, we are believing, Lord Savior, Lord, that there'd be many testimonies that would follow, Father, even this, Father, time of prayer that we have this night. We bless your name, Father, and we give glory unto thee. And Lord, we are promising, Lord, Father, when you prosper, because you will, Father, we will come back and testify of your
goodness.
We bless your name, Father, now, and we commit all things before thee. Be with us as we part. Bring us again to thine house.
Amen.
Next week, Lord. Father, Lord, on the weekend, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. There's an announcement. Lord willing, Friday, it will be another time with the youth, with pastor. So the youth, Friday evening, there is a service to meet pastor once again. Come, because it's something that the purpose of it all is to build you up for you to be able to stand firm in this world of sin. Amen. You know, your parents loves you. So, that's why we've been praying all the time for you. So don't miss it. It is always good to be in the house of God. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come on Friday and you meet pastor. And just greet your brother, greet your sister. Say, God richly bless you. Your requests have been answered. God bless you. Your requests have been answered. We believe it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Beulah Land.
And I'll tell.